Adrian Alexander, 7/25/69. Face-to-face evaluation, 6/21/24 at 8 a.m. 58-year-old gentleman with congestive heart failure, currently on hospice on 4 liters of oxygen, period. Knee paragraph. He's quite short of breath. He has a tuberculosis edema, has trouble walking because of severe weakness. He has total ADL dependency, decreased weight, protein, calorie, malnutrition, and bladder and bowel incontinence, period. Knee paragraph. What's important is that his recent hospitalization on 6/17/2024, where patient had what looked like a syncopal episode, was diagnosed with ischemic stroke, most likely a lacunar stroke related to his diabetes, period. His other issues include combined systolic and diastolic heart failure, recent syncope, stroke, end-stage renal disease, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, pulmonary congestion, hypertensive urgency, coronary artery disease, status post TAVR, peripheral vascular disease, thrombocytopenia, and history of stroke left parietal lobe in the past, period. The paragraph, he was discharged home with Plavix, calcitriol, Bumex, atorvastatin, aspirin, albuterol inhaler, 4 liters of oxygen, again, hydralazine for blood pressure, Coric, high dose, 25 BID, gabapentin, insulin, as before, along with both Levemir and short-acting, period. Today, new paragraph, patient is very angry. He said he hasn't slept since he left the hospital. I reviewed his medication. He's not receiving anything from the hospital. Furthermore, he states that he never wanted to go to the hospital. He wanted to be left alone and die at home, period. New paragraph, he's short of breath with any type of movement and exercise, which makes him even more grouchy. I am going to discuss my findings today with the hospice medical director regarding starting patient on something for his sleep, period. Also, further discussion with his sister as far as not calling an ambulance and taking him to the emergency room because he wants to be cared for at home with hospice care and die at home, period. His recent blood test showed a CO2 of 25.9, GFR of 12, albumin of 34, total protein 7.4, albumin of 3. Alkaline of 586, most likely related to cryptogenic cirrhosis of his congestive heart failure. Increased troponin, normal TSH, A1C of 9.7, HNH of 11 and 30. And low platelet count, period. Patient was sent home off his Zoroxylin at this time. Period. Overall prognosis, new paragraph, remains quite grave with above findings, and trazodone will be suggested to the medical director regarding 50 milligram at bedtime regarding to help this man sleep, and his wishes regarding no further hospitalization or no heroics at this time. Thank you.